Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples. Chatting here today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson here. City Commission has two meetings tonight. They'll have their special, but a work session here tonight, 5 o'clock for the city budget information, and then they'll have their regular legislative session at 7 o'clock here tonight. Let's take a look at the general agenda here, starting with item A, and that's a rezoning request here for 911 Sunset Avenue.
It is. There's a residence there at 911 Sunset that actually has been demolished at this point, and it's a request. They had a small home there that was in had a duplex situation, and so it was currently zoned R2 with a university overlay, and they're desiring to come back in with a four-family fourplex unit there and rezone it to an RM, residential medium district, that would allow for that fourplex to occur. This is on the western edge of the campus, this item has been reviewed by staff and the planning board and are recommending approval for this.
When we did the work on the comp plan, this area is intended to be low and medium use, so the R4 fits in there fine.
All right, so that's item A here. Item B, what do you have here, a professional services agreement?
We do. This is a significant contract with the consultant Olson & Associates and their team. It's really a start of some of the infrastructure analysis for Aggieville, actually the infrastructure design for Aggieville, most of which will be focused on a parking structure there at Laramie and South Manhattan Avenue. It will also include design work for 12th Street between Bluemont and Morrow Street. As you know, they're getting ready to build the new Courtyard by Marriott Hotel there at the southwest corner of 12th and Bluemont. And so that necessitates work on 12th Street. We have to extend a water line from Morrow Street to Bluemont to help meet the fire flow capacities of the sprinkler needs for the hotel and the parking structure there, and so which the developer is assisting to pay for. So we're going to have the streets tore up to be able to do some of that increased infrastructure work. So we want to take care of some of the other infrastructure that is there, which would include some of the storm sewer and sanitary sewer and some of the other water line feeds to the other businesses. And while we're doing that, we think it's a good opportunity to really look at putting that street back under the new design that was part of the Aggieville vision. So some of the streetscaping work that was proposed, lighting, tree wells, that sort of thing. And so it's an opportunity to just rebuild that one block section to the new standard. And so that's what that proposal is for. That's about a $400,000 contract for that piece of the work. And so that, in addition to the parking structure, we're looking at Laramie Street improvements, which would be adjacent to the parking structure. This would be Laramie Street between 14th and Manhattan Avenue, so on the south side of the parking structure, to be rebuilt under the new standards as well, and that includes a traffic signal at the intersection of 14th and Laramie. And so a lot of infrastructure work there associated with this particular project. Proposed payment for this would be through the tax increment financing district that has been approved for the area. However, the contract for the garage only is through the planning and design phase of that particular project. So the other things that come along with that design would be a total parking management plan for Aggieville, looking at whether or not there's going to be a fee zone, if you will, for right now there are parking restrictions in Aggieville on a two-hour basis primarily, and so this would be an implementation to pay to park at the garage itself. as well as potentially in on some of the streets in Aggieville, and then also address some of the residential areas surrounding Aggieville as well as City Park. So a parking management plan that fits for Aggieville from that perspective, as well as obviously it being adjacent to the campus. There's a lot of folks that have historically parked in Aggieville and other of that area and not parked on campus. And so it'll be a parking management plan that tends to address all of those particular issues. So several design meetings coming up relative to those aspects of the garage, as well as the streetscape and infrastructure redesign on the different aspects of 12th Street and then also on Laramie Street.
I think it's important for everybody to keep in mind that this, particularly on the garage, is the next logical step. In other words, we've been through I don't know how many meetings with the public on the redesign of Aggieville. So before you can just leap into construction, you certainly have to have a plan. So this plan, I think, is very logical and will give us the information we need if and when we need to proceed on that. And as Ron said, you know, we've got congestion all over that area down there, and many of the commissioners want to make sure that the top end of City Park is unloaded, but you've got to do it appropriate to the timing. In other words, you can't just close that thing off without any other alternatives. And then in the parking garage, one of the items that's been advanced is for all those people who work in Aggieville to give them a reduced parking fee inside the garage so that they're not burdened by working downtown every day. And then one of the things you look at on 12th Street and Bluemont is the limited area for the contractor to work. For those of who have driven down there, you know that there's not much space. So that's another reason that 12th is going to be very congested, probably as well as the alley. You can imagine putting supplies, trucks, cranes, all of that in order to build down there. So that's going to be a bit of a bottleneck for a while, but it'll be worth it when we come out the other side with a great new streetscape that I think will advertise to everybody what it can look like down there.
And with regards to the parking garage, how many extra parking spaces are we talking about here?
The target was around 550, roughly. But this will be the aspect of that. You know, some of the original design concepts showed some, for example, some first floor spaces, commercial spaces, if you will, for that. And that's part of the analysis that needs to occur. Is it, do you want it to be first floor within the footprint of the garage, or would you rather have maybe a smaller garage and then have room to be able to put a shell of a building, maybe multi-story, adjacent to the garage? So, you know, which one of those makes more sense, or do you want to wrap two sides of it with potential mixed-use space? So that'll be part of the discussion, too. And again, we're the focus, at least at this point, would be that, you know, we don't have any specific plans for building commercial space that either the city would own that or would work with a developer. It would be we would build the shell of the parking structure and then leave space for someone else to develop later or not. And that's part of that discussion. A lot of that was discussed during the Aggieville visioning process, and everybody felt it would be appropriate to do something with that versus just having a garage. If you look at our garage down on in the South District downtown, obviously we elected to do some first floor commercial space there along 3rd Street. And so something like that could be done, or something that's multi-story that faces all of the levels of the garage. And I think this one is proposed to be a five-level. The concept was in Aggieville for those greater than 500 parking stalls.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to see. I'm sure that'll get a lot of discussion
here.
It
will.
Well, as time goes on. Item C here is a discussion of a right-of-way ordinance and permit program.
So this gets back to our previous discussion about those franchise fees and different a lot of companies have permission to be doing work in our right-of-way, and that's really what that street right-of-way is for various utility companies. And by this, I mean Westar that's bringing power to your house, the Kansas Gas, also AT&T with different wire. And then more recently, we've had the small cell wireless structures, and I think we got a phone call.
We sure do. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
You know, I accidentally, when I put the handset down, I hit the disconnect button, so I'm sure he'll call back.
All right.
Sorry about that. I'll tell you what, let's take the break.
All right.
Okay. That was my bad, caller. I'm really sorry.
All right.
I'm going to be very careful with my hands throughout the rest of the morning.
More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market. Stop by